Thank you, John.
Text 81333, starting your message with the word Bristol.
Texts are charged at your standard message rate.
BBC Radio Bristol.
Right then, really interesting what Dan was saying there. Really interesting how that industry has to change. Right then, let's speak to Sam Notley, who's the director at Alexander May Recruitment in Central Bristol. Sam, morning to you.
Good morning, John.
Just talking up to the news at 11 o'clock. Obviously we know now that a lot of things are coming together in the world of employment. Dame Sharon White of John Lewis saying, where are effectively the over 50s? You need to come back to work. A million of them aren't working at the moment. We've got, I suppose, relatively full employment, highest levels of employment in almost 50 years. What does this mean in your industry?
It means it's very, very busy. We have a lot of clients who are looking for people at, you know, every level in different industry, across industries, really. There doesn't really seem to be any industries that are not struggling. And they're after, you know, a lot of them are after the same candidates. So it's a bit of a quick battle to the first past the post in terms of offers and things like that. And also companies are doing lots of things in order to try and retain their staff.
Mm-hmm.
Counter offers are happening and lots of things happening.
So you're getting people who come to you. I mean, the truth is people don't leave where they work unless they are really unhappy, because we don't like change as humans. I mean, bottom line is we like our routine. And anyone who says they don't like their routine, go downstairs, hide their kettle first thing in the morning and see how they are. you'll see a different side to anybody if you do that. So you only leave a company because you hate where you are. You don't like the management, you don't like the structure, or then it's not rewarding you and making you feel good. But then you're finding companies are actually going back and saying, no, don't leave. Have more money, have more this, have more that. That's happening, is it?
Absolutely, yes. And you know, that has happened historically in the past. But like you say, there sometimes it just, you know, puts a plaster over what the main issues are, and it might keep somebody happy for a couple more months.
But
ultimately, it's not always the end result that the candidate and the employee is looking for.
So if you are somebody who could have got a job for £30,000 pre-pandemic, what would you be getting for that job now?
I'll probably put another £5,000 on that, I would say.
Really?
You know, on average, yes. I think, not every company.
No, I was just ballpark. What's under the ballpark figure there,
yeah,
really?
Yeah, I think they're very much, you know, if somebody is and they have the budget to do so, they will definitely sort of put some more money behind the salaries as and when they can. But it's not always about salaries. It's about the benefits, other perks, working from home. That's the, you know, what that's one of the main requests from candidates, is they'd like to have, you know, the flexibility of doing that as well. And companies have been...
And much like Dan was talking from the... As the head chef at The Wave, you've probably got some businesses who are going, no, we're going to carry on the way we are, and people are leaving those businesses because they're run by idiots and they're going to other companies. Is there a shakeout? Do you think there's a shakeout happening here, Sam, in the world of work?
I think so. I think, you know, for a good, you know, 6 to 18 months, a lot of people were furloughed. They stopped looking. They assumed that there would be no vacancies out there.
Yeah.
We've had a real run of, you know, it being very, very busy with candidates, and it kind of feels like it's slightly dried up on the candidate front, and people are, you know, quite happy where they are for the moment.
Fascinating. Sam, thank you so much for joining me this morning. Really good to get an insight from a recruitment agency in Bristol. Sam Notley there, director at Alexander May in Central Bristol. Fascinating to think that what was £30,000, brushstroke figure, what was £30,000 pre-pandemic would now get you £35,000 in, a new or a similar job. Fascinating stuff. Makes you think, doesn't it? In our next hour, your chance to be noteworthy.
On the BBC Sounds app, on your smart speaker,
play BBC Radio Bristol,
and on your radio.
The sound of where we live is
BBC Radio Bristol.